significant injuries that have occurred from fireworks, from people fireworks. We are, in the fire service, continuing to partner with our law enforcement, our brothers and sisters, to really minimize the amount of illegal fireworks in our cities. And we're confiscating, many. Last year, we confiscated over 100,000 illegal fireworks. And this year, we plan to confiscate even more. In previous years, our message has always been the same, and it's the same this year. And that is that even small fireworks are dangerous. Sparklers burn at 1,200 degrees, and they can cause serious injuries. So, as we celebrate the 4th of July, we would encourage everybody to go to a professional fireworks show. You can go to our website here with the Delaware County Fire Department. You can see where the local shows are. Our website at LA County Fire is fire@lacounty.gov. We have links to over 30 professional fireworks shows throughout the county. You can also go to our fireworks hotline. Our fireworks hotline to get a show closest to you is at 1-888-654-FIRE. That's 1-888-654-FIRE. This year, to help spread our 4th of July message, we have asked elementary school children throughout the county to participate in getting our fireworks and 4th of July message out. We encouraged elementary school kids throughout LA County to participate in our junior fire chief poster contest to promote a safe 4th of July. Students were asked to design a poster with the theme of visit a local professional fire. This year, over 1,100 of our elementary school kids from ages 1st grade through 6th participated, and later on, we will be awarding honorary junior fire chiefs. What they will do is they will be participating in a great barbecue that's going to be cooked today by our firefighters, and later after that, they're going to be able to go to visit our fire station 110 in the city of Rainbow Ray, along with their family members, and just enjoy the day. We do appreciate how they helped us get out the message. We appreciate to all the participants in our contest, the teachers involved too, as we try to keep the residents of LA County safe. I would just like to encourage all to follow us on Twitter and on our Facebook to have safety messages out on a regular basis to keep us safe for the summer. And again, you can follow us on hashtag Pound Summer Safety LA. And again, I'd like to thank all our sponsors for helping us with our contest, with our barbecue today. I'd like to thank FNA Federal Credit Union. I'd like to thank LA Dodgers. I'd like to thank Universal Studios. I'd like to thank Fire Connection. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Deputy Chief, Mayor from the LA Fire Department, Deputy Chief Joe Cat.
Good morning. The 4th of July is a great holiday. It's a time to celebrate the birth of our nation among family and friends. But it's also important to remember, a point I'd like to make vividly clear, that within the city limits of Los Angeles, all fireworks are illegal. Regardless of whether they were purchased in an incorporated area of the county where they were legal to buy, they are illegal to use in the city of Los Angeles. Violators will have their fireworks confiscated, and they run the risk of arrest and citation. There are no exceptions. We ask that if you live in the city of LA and want to experience a celebration of fireworks, that you attend one of the many professional fireworks displays that are offered throughout the area. Fireworks are responsible for causing unnecessary fire loss to structures and vehicles throughout Los Angeles every year. Illegal fireworks are responsible for sending thousands of people to the emergency room on an annual basis. Most firework-related injuries occur between June 30th and July 16th. 40% of these firework injuries occur to young people. Please talk to the members of your family about the dangers of fireworks and encourage them to resist the temptation of playing with fireworks of any kind. Visit our website, www.laafd.org to find fireworks shows near you to celebrate this great holiday in a safe and responsible manner. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I just would like to remind everybody that it's not just our Twitter handle. All of our entities combined, all the safety entities are combined for hashtag SummerSafetyLA to get your summer safety updates all year, all summer long. So next up, we're going to have Sheriff John Scott.
Safe.
The young gun there to tell us the physical dangers of fireworks. Every year, emergency rooms across the country, you'll see hundreds of sad stories of baby children who are burned by fireworks. At the Grossman Burn Center, every year we'll see children who lose their permanent scarring, lose their hands, all from fireworks that a lot of people think are just toys. You know, a spark will get as hot as a bullet.
Up front, we can see it.
Chief, we're going to start with our first grade winner is Arlene Mendez. Arlene's picture was loaded on Facebook and our Twitter. And so they get a little goodie bag, and their goodie bags include gifts from Universal Studios and movie tickets, and they go to a Dodger game. Sixth grade winner is Nadine Ramirez. These children started back in March, started drawing, and we put these up on